Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Everything in the garden is washed clean and looking its best. Make some reservations at southcoastbotanicgarden.org, grab a sweater, and come out for a walk. Please keep in mind, if you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear a face mask while in public. After a hot summer, it's great to see the restorative effects of some rain. In the children's garden, the pincushion flowers are just beginning to come out. Officially named Scabiosa, it is the national flower of Mongolia. Native to Eurasia, the Mediterranean, and parts of Africa, these wonderful perennial plants attract bees and butterflies to the flowers that bloom all through the spring and summer. As the plants become more established, they will clump, and every few years you can divide those clumps to add more plants to your garden or share with friends. Right around the corner of the children's garden, in the border with the lower meadow, the scarlet sage is beginning to bloom. This is another wonderful plant to have in the garden to attract pollinators. If you wander down the tram stop, just behind the benches in front of the greenhouse are some beautiful white sage plants. The white sage is a native to the desert, so it will overwinter in the garden and continue to add its wonderful scent to the air in all seasons. It's a favorite source of pollen for honeybees. While many herbs can be used in spiritual cleansing rituals, white sage is the most popular for smudging. There are more of these stately plants on the far side of the Bohannon Rose Garden. Just past the tram stop in the aloe collection, the Van Balen aloe is blooming. This aloe looks something like an octopus, and in mass planting makes an incredible statement. As combined with the hybrid aloes planted behind them, they are really very stunning and make a haven for hummingbirds. If you head out tram road towards the huge Brazilian pepper tree, veer right into the native garden, and on the right-hand side in the back is a lovely little orange Iachroma that is heavy with tubular blooms. A favorite with hummingbirds, this plant is part of the nightshade family and has been used by medicine men in the Colombian Andes for centuries. There are more of these lovely orange-flowered plants just across the service road. As you head that way, you might notice the little fairy village growing up under the pepper tree. This is a smaller village than the fairy village just outside of the hidden meadow. The fairy village there is much bigger and worth the effort to stop by. As you head that way, you can walk down Alpine Lane and see the lemon-scented gum trees that stand like sentinels next to the walkway. The bark of these trees is completely smooth and sort of pinky white. It looks like someone poured liquid aluminum on the trees. Originally from Australia, these trees were brought to California in the late 1880s. One was planted first in Goleta and is still alive 133 years later. It's more than 140 feet tall, with a crown spread of more than 95 feet and a trunk that is nearly 14 feet around. So these trees can make a real statement. Something to keep in mind, a tree that can grow to these proportions needs room to spread, so be careful where you plant it. The leaves really do smell lemony, and the tree is used commercially as the source of citronella, an insect repellent. In Australia, the wood is used as lumber and to make tools. If you're up for a bit of a scavenger hunt, when you get down to the overlook, walk back past Sakura Meadow and down the road to the right, where you'll find a really charming dwarf agapanthus. It's a clear pink color, and the hybrid name is Peter Pan. Another little hunt that you can do in the garden right now while the deciduous trees are naked is to count deserted bird nests. Some of the coral trees around the amphitheater meadow will have more than one old nest in them. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.